You're listening to Destiny Podcast. Live your call, fulfill your destiny.
I am Pastor Sandy Padilla, and my wife and I were the pastors of Destiny Church Alaminos and Destiny Church Calasiao. And I want to thank Pastor Carlo and Pastor Jaline for allowing me to share the message today sa ating pong collaboration. And it's really a great honor and a great privilege para po mag-share ng word po para sa ating lahat. Can I invite everyone to pray and let us start our word in a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord, for you for this wonderful moment that you have gathered us, Lord, para buong destiny, magkakaisa po kami na mag-worship sa iyo, magkakaisa po kami lahat, Panginoon, na kung saan, God, itatanghal ang inyong pangalan, at higit sa lahat, Panginoon, ngayong araw na ito, isi-celebrate namin ang inyong pong kabutihan. Thank you, Lord, and we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us. Holy Spirit, thank you for doing your work. Holy Spirit, open our spiritual eyes, open our spiritual ears, open the eyes of our understanding, and may you help us and may you teach us today about vision. Thank you, Lord. Help me, and God, help us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, okay? Muli, stay put. And let's just allow the Lord to speak to us this morning. Okay, hello po sa lahat ng nanonood via Facebook and via YouTube, no? How I pray that the Lord would truly speak to us in His own special way. Okay, pag-uusapan natin ngayon is about vision, no? Gearing up for 2021. Kita ka niya? Okay, kita mo pa ba siya? Okay, so praise God, no, as a pastor, no, one of the greatest learning kay kina Pastor Carlo and Pastor Rosaline is yung mastery. Okay, no, bakit nga ba vision na ating pag-uusapan ngayong taon? Okay, okay, ngayong buwan, since malapit nang matapos ang 2020. And sabi ni Pastor Carlo sa aming mga meeting, no, ang pag-uusapan namin ngayong November, December, kasi nga tapos papunta na po tayo ng 2021, is about vision. Okay, alam ko, no, marami po sa atin, alam nyo na ito, may vision na kayo. Pero no, napakahalaga na maintindihan natin, no, as leaders. Okay, one of the greatest principle a leader must have. Okay, and master is itong vision. Kaya nga pag-uusapan natin ito buong buwan ng November and hanggang sa magkaroon tayo talaga ng God-given vision. So this ngayong umaga, sabi ko, one of my greatest learning kina Pastor Carlo is mastery. Bakit vision ang ating pag-uusapan? Kasi I believe this is one or the first distinguishing mark of a great leader. Kasi it is what causes leader to rise to the top of the bucket like cream. It is what separates leaders from followers and separates mediocre leaders from the great ones. So ako, no, hanga talaga kay Pastor Carlo na sabi niya pag-uusapan natin ngayong collaboration at ngayong buwan ng November ay patungkol sa vision. Kasi nga, sabi nga ng mga author, no, this is what sets apart from a leader at saka isang great leader. Alam ko maraming leader, pero kukunti yung great leader. Pero ano yung isang distinguishing mark? Visionary. Okay, and let's start. No, pag-usapan natin in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Sabi dito, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision." Okay, sino sa inyo nagsulat ng vision? "And make it plain upon tables, that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Okay? Because it will surely come. It will surely come. It will not tarry. So, napakahalaga po na maintindihan natin. Ako, ito yung sinabi kay Prophet Habakkuk. Sabi niya, sinabi daw ng Lord sa kanya, the Lord answered me. Okay? Isa po sa mga natututunan ko as a pastor, kapag may ano ka nakitang thus saith the Lord answered me sa Bible, okay, siguraduhin mo na makulayan mo yan, manotice mo yan, kasi it's the Lord Himself who is giving us the direction, the instruction, or even a command. Pero sabi dito, write the vision. This is a command. Kaya mapapansin nyo, hindi lang sa mga churches, halos lahat ng mga establishmento may mga vision statement, may mga mission statement. Kasi kung paano effective ito sa spiritual leaders o spiritual na mga na communities, totoo din ito, okay, on the physical world. Okay? Bakit? This is a this is an instruction from the Lord. Okay? So, napakahalaga po na maintindihan. Kaya nga sabi ito, write the vision. Kaya ako, no, ang bawat ang mga churches sa Destiny Church, meron sinusulat talaga namin ang vision. So ngayon, no, I want to remind everyone, okay, lalo na po yung mga leaders, mga businessmen, o kahit na ordinaryo ka lang, napasabi mo, anak ka, estudyante ka, trabahador ka, I want to remind you, okay, this powerful principle na ang God mismo ang nag-uutos. Sabi niya, write the vision. Bakit? Kasi nga pag mayroong godly vision, mayroong vision na galing sa Diyos. Okay, kaya nga ang gagawin ko ngayon, no, I just want to introduce itong topic na vision na pag-uusapan buong buwan ng November o as the Lord leads kung abot pa tayo ng December. Okay, and I want to share, okay, kung gaano nga ba kahalaga ang vision. In Proverbs 29 verse 18, sabi dito, where there is no vision, okay, the people perish. Okay, where there is no vision, the people perish. Pag wala daw tayong vision, okay, ano ibig sabihin ito? Magpi-perish daw tayo. Ano ibig sabihin ng perish? Yung mamamatay ka ba? Hindi. Actually, no, i-define ko ngayon what is vision. Sabi ko nga, I will introduce itong topic natin, vision, ngayong araw. And to remind us, okay, yung meaning ng vision. Kasi, tinan nyo, understanding the word vision. Nung pinag-aaralan ko, no, sa pastors, no, I love to read, I love to research. Yung word na understand, okay, in Greek, hindi lang ito pala yung cognitive na, alam ko na yan. Naintindihan ko na yan. Once you really understand a certain principle, it is not enough for you na, alam ko na yan. Naintindihan ko na yan. Pag alam mo palang, if you understand a certain principle, paano mo nalaman na naintindihan mo na? Ginagawa mo na. Nilalakaran mo na. At kapag naintindihan mo ang isang principle, hindi siya sabi, alam ko na yan. Pero sabi mo, I know it! Okay? I will do it! Ganon ang ibig sabihin ng naintindihan na. So, let me just remind everyone, okay? Let me just refresh, okay, yung meaning. Ano nga ba ang definition ng vision? Ano ba yung isusuko? Definition of vision, no? From the Hebrew word na chazon, okay, na mayroon po siyang tatlong meaning. Okay? Ito nga, itong word na chaza, okay, isa, kung titignan natin sa dictionary ng Hebrews, okay, ito ay patungkol sa isang dinatawang tatlo ang sinasabi niya. First is the open revelation. Okay, in Hebrew and Greek, yung word na vision ay ibig sabihin open revelation. Ano ibig sabihin ng open revelation? Okay, people perish if there is no open revelation. Okay, aren't you glad that you have the full open revelation of God open in your lap? Ano yon? The word of God. Okay, it matters not if it is open to the book of Revelation or one of the 65 previous books. It's also the open revelation of God. It tells us all we need to know. Okay, ano pa? Okay, we are sinners and our sins must be paid for, and Christ took that punishment for us so we can be saved. So, pag sinabing open revelation, actually yung open revelation na tinutukoy ng vision na ito ay ang salita ng Diyos. Actually, lahat na ng instruction ng Lord, lahat actually ng mga secrets, lahat na halos ng kailangan mo in order for you, okay, to fulfill your God-given purpose, or in order for you to have a vision, naisulat na. Kaya nga yung binasa ko kanina, Habakkuk. Sabi niya, write the vision. Okay? And sinabi nga ng Proverbs, no? People perish. Okay? Without vision, people will perish. Another meaning ng vision, okay, is dream. Okay? So, una, open revelation. Another meaning is dream. Hindi ito yung dream na tulog ka, tapos na nanaginip ka. Oops, baka mayroong natutulog na. Okay? Okay? O baka mayroong nanunod, nakahiga, tapos tulog. Gising, gising. Hindi yon ang ibig sabihin nito. But as in an aspiration. Okay? Ano yon? Your dream home, your dream family, your dream job, your dream car, your dream ministry. Okay? Whatever dream, okay? O aspiration. So ito yung tinutukoy niya. Vision is about a dream and aspiration. Ito, if people don't find something to live for that's bigger than themselves, some aspirations, they are going to perish. Kaya mahalaga eh, na magkaroon ka ng aspiration. Magkaroon ka ng dream. Iba naman yung daydreaming. And of course, yung pangatlong meaning ng vision, okay, in Hebrew is mental picture. Okay? Mental picture. Ano yun, no? The ability to see in your minds, okay, the way things ought to be. The ability to see in your mind's eye, okay, we have two sets of eyes. Our naked eyes and our, okay, spiritual eyes. Kaya nga sabi nila yung mga bulag, okay, they can also have a mental picture. They could have vision. Okay? So, sabi ito, the ability to see in your mind's eye the way things ought to be, not where I am at now, but where do I want and need to be. Kung pagsasamahin natin itong tatlong meaning na ito, okay, kung imimerge natin itong tatlong meaning, ang ibig sabihin ito, no? You need God to give you revelations and reveal to you what aspirations and dreams you should have, and give you the eyes or the vision to see it. Ito mas patindi. And show you how to make it reality. It is the perfect picture. Okay? If you don't have vision, we will perish. So what does perish mean? It does not mean to die or perish in hell. That's a different Hebrew word. Pero yung word na perish dito in Hebrew, yung word is para, na meron din siyang tatlong meaning. Ano yon? To become naked, zero, or barren, or to go backwards. Okay? So pag sinabing perish, no, kapag wala ka daw vision, no, ano yun? Zero, naked, barren, kaya wala kang fruit. Kaya pabalik ka. Okay? Kaya kung pagsasama-samahin natin, no? Sabi nga ng Proverbs 28:18, sabi na, people perish, or without vision, people will perish. Kaya pag sabi natin, mental picture. Okay? Napakahalaga, no? In our generation, in our present situation. I believe God is raising up leaders and people with vision. Okay, sabi nga ng isang author, sabi niya, show me a church that is going backward and I'll show you leaders with no vision. Show me a family that is going backwards and I will show you a father or a mother without vision. Show me a business, okay, na mababankrupt. Simple lang, because the owner has no vision. It all starts between the ears. We need the mind of Christ that will give us the perfect picture. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul in Philippians 2 verse 5, sabi doon, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind, okay, ang galing, no? We could have the mind of Christ. We could have the vision of Christ. Actually, siguro sa mga susunod na araw, no, ang kailangan natin gawin is the vision that Christ has given us. At sinabi nga ng Romans 12:2, sabi niya, and be not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mind, be renewed in your mind. Have a mental picture in your mind that ye may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ito, alam niyo ba, that right behavior is preceded by right thinking. Okay. Yung tamang ugali daw, yung tamang asal, nagsisimula yan sa tamang pag-iisip. Naalala niyo ba yung isang palabas na criminal mind? Okay. Ang isang tao, nagiging criminal, nagsisimula sa mind. Kaya napakahalaga na malinaw sa atin, no? As we end itong 2020 and as we start 2021, we need to have a clear vision, a clear mental picture of what God wants us to do or what we want to do. Okay? Napakahalaga po na maintindihan natin. It also starts in the mind with a mental picture of where we need to be. Mahalaga to, no? This is vision. Kailangan malinaw sa isip mo, saan ako papunta? Saan ako patungo? Saan mag-i-end? Okay? This is vision. Not our own brains, actually, this is not our own brains' desire, but with the mind of Christ, the vision of God, we are not just going to stumble into success. Okay? Tawag dito, luck is nothing, has nothing to do with it. This is actually the mind of Christ. Bakit? What the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. What the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Nakuha natin. So, hindi ito parang bunch of positive and thinking mumbo-jumbo. Okay? Hindi ito parang self-help book or trying to be one of these New Age preachers. This is Bible. This is Bible. Sabi ng Proverbs 23 verse 7, for as he think in his heart, so is he. How do you think? Okay? Napakahalaga, no? I want to give you a classic example in the Bible. Okay? Na kung saan, no? Naharap siya sa isang napakalaking crisis at problema sa kanyang buhay. But because of vision, he was able, okay, to come out successful. At isa siya ngayon sa talagang model, okay, when it comes sa leadership. Okay? Why? Kasi nga, successful leaders understand the value of vision. In Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17, okay, ang galing lang nito, no? Basahin lang muna natin, okay? Nehemiah, sabi ito, Nehemiah said, you guys see broken walls and charred gates. Sabi niya, but I see new ones surrounding a sparkling city filled with much happier people. Okay? Bigyan ko lang ng kayo ng konting background sa Book of Nehemiah. O maganda, basahin nyo ito, no? Kung leader ka, okay, mahalaga na ma-master natin itong book na ito, itong principle na ito. Sabi ni Nehemiah, okay, kayo, sabi niya, nakikita nyo, sira-sirang wall at sira-sirang gate. Pero sabi niya, but I see new ones. It's a mental picture. It's a vision. Okay, konting background. Si Nehemiah namuhay sa panahon na kung saan matindi yung crisis sa Israel. Actually, no, nung panahon ni Nehemiah, okay, sira ang walls of Jerusalem, nasira yung mga synagogue, yung mga bahay, sinunog, dinurog. At ito mas matindi, ano, sila ay binihag kay ng taga-ibang bansa. At actually si Nehemiah nasa ibang bansa siya, no? Sa Babylon. And tignan nyo, during the times of Nehemiah, sira ang walls, sira ang mga bahay, sira ang mga churches, walang Sunday service, ang mga ministro, ang mga preacher, ang mga pastor, kalat-kalat, walang church. Hello, sino nakaka-relate ngayon? Mayroong crisis tayong hinaharap ngayon. Sarado ang lahat ng churches sa buong mundo. And it's been 7 months. Thank God, mayroong technology that we could have our Sunday service. Pero pansinin nyo, no? May crisis. Actually, no? Yung crisis na yon, more than 200, sabi nila mga scholar, more than 200 to 350 years na yung walls of Jerusalem sira. More than 200 years, sira ang mga churches. Yung mga pastor, hindi na nagpipreach, bumalik sa kanilang mga trabaho. Okay? At walang, ako I believe, no? Nakita nila yung sitwasyon sa Jerusalem. Nakita yung sitwasyon sa Israel. And ilang generation yun? 200 years. Kung 40 to 100 years bawat generation. Grabe, no? Or let's say 100 years per generation. Ilang generation na lumipas na wala silang ginawa. Or, ang tanong, walang nagkaroon ng mental picture. Walang nagkaroon ng vision. O siguro mayroong nagkaroon ng vision. Pero hindi nila na-accomplish yung vision na yon. Pero pambihira itong si Nehemiah. Okay, sabi niya, guys, sabi niya, nakikita nyo, sarado ang church. Walls, wala. Nakakahiya ang Israel. Kasi alam nyo noon, nung panahon nila, napakahalaga yung wall. Kung para mas maintindihan po natin, yung Great Walls of China. Okay, at gaano pinapaikutan ang Jerusalem or ang Israel during that time. Wasak yun. Okay? And ang galing lang, kasi yung hundreds of years na sira, yung church na sarado, yung mga leaders and mga pastors na nakakalat. Alam niyo ba ginawa ni Nehemiah? Bukod sa naitayo niya yung walls in 52 days. Okay? Naibalik yung temple worship. Why? Kasi nakita niya or pinakita sa kanya ng Lord. Hello church, nakikita mo ba na gagamitin ka ulit ng Diyos? Nakikita mo ba na mabubuksan ulit ang mga churches ngayon? Nakikita mo ba? Tama na din. So Nehemiah understand the value of vision. He had a dream for his nation. He had a clear picture in his mind. Okay? So ito, konting caution lang, ano? Don't be discouraged if not everyone sees or understand your dream. Kasi leaders need to try to share their vision. But some will not be able to see beyond here and now. Some are in such a survival mode. They can even listen to what you are saying. Definition. So dapat malinaw tayo ngayon, no? It's a dream, aspiration. Okay, open revelation, the Word of God, the Bible of God, andyan na, pwede mo nang basahin. Of course, ito, mental picture. Dapat malinaw sa'yo, okay, yung picture na gusto mong mangyari sa iyong buhay. Kaya nga, ang isang tanong siguro is, malinaw pa ba yung vision na binigay sa'yo ng God bago magsimula ang taon ng 2020? Malinaw pa ba yung vision na binigay sa iyo ng Lord nung magsimula ka sa ministry? And mahalaga po yun na we need to define with clarity, okay, crystal clear, dapat alam natin, okay, what is vision? You have a clear mental picture, or God has given you a clear mental picture. Number two, gusto kong maintindihan natin, the drive of vision. Kanina, the definition of vision, the drive. Pag sinabi nating drive, no, seryo, drive, magdadrive ako ng sasakyan, yes, isang meaning ng drive yon. Pero another meaning ng drive is to propel or carry along by force in a specified direction. Parang yun, the wind will drive you on shore. Okay? Or another meaning ng drive is power, propel, move, push. Okay? Ano yung magdadrive sa'yo? Or is another meaning is, in psychology, an innate, biologically determined urge to attain a goal or satisfy a need. Kaya napakalagan, an innate, biological, determined urge. Okay? Pag binigyan ka ba ng vision ng Lord, anong magpo-propel sa'yo? Okay? Ano yung driving force mo para ikaw ay mapunta doon sa direction na yon? Kaya nga, okay, o ano yung appetite, ano yung desire, ano yung need, ano yung impulse, ano yung instinct? Pag meron kang God-given vision, grabe yung urge to attain that goal or to achieve that goal. Kaya nga sabi ng Proverbs 29:18, no, where there is no vision, the people perish. Naalala ko, no, sabi ni Roy T. Bennett, no, yung the light in the heart. Sabi niya, create a vision for the life you really want and then work relentlessly towards making it a reality. Yung urge, yung passion, yung power to move and power to push. Actually, pag meron kang vision, it will push you forward. Okay? Kaya nga, vision is the vehicle which will drive you to your dreams. Kailangan ng vehicle. Okay? It is the vehicle that will take you places. It is the key that opens the door of opportunity. Kaya nga sabi ni Thomas Edison, sabi niya, show me a man who is perfectly satisfied and I will show you a failure. Pag satisfied ka na sa kinalalagyan mo, okay, ano mangyayari? Fail. O magiging mediocre ka. Okay, let me show you some people who had no vision. Ay, parang itong si, noong 1889, si Charles H. Duell, commissioner ng U.S. patent. Okay? Sabi niya, everything that can be invented has been invented. Bihira. 1899, sabi niya, lahat na kailangan inventohin na invento na. Satisfied na siya. Okay? Pero, yun nga, 1899, kumpir mo ngayon, wala pang cellphone noon. Wala pang mga malalaking eroplano. Ito ulit, no? In 1855, si Lord Kelvin, sabi niya, flying machines heavier than air are an impossibility. Bakit? Walang vision. Walang nakikita. Pero, no, ang isang, alam ko, gasgas na itong kwento na ito, no, si Walt Disney. Okay? Si Walter. Si Walter Disney, no, siya yung mayroong vision ng Disney World. Okay? Disney World. Okay, pero namatay siya bago matay o matapos. Okay, and nung sa grand opening ng Disneyland, okay, anong sabi nung isang MC? Sabi niya, I just wish Walt could have seen it. Pero ano sabi ng asawa? Sabi ng kanyang asawa. Sabi niya, he was the first man ever to see Disney World before anyone lifted the first finger. Taka na rin. Ang galing, no? Bakit? Kasi malinaw sa kanya, eh. Malinaw yung driving force. Malinaw yung vision na nakita ni Walt. Okay? Alam niyo ba? Vision is the driving force that will take us where we need to be. Not where my life is, but where God wants my life. Ulitin ko, vision is the driving force that will take us where we need to be. Not where my life is, but where God wants me, wants my life. Paring tayo ngayon, nakalock tayo sa ating mga kanya-kanyang tahanan, di ba? Yung iba siguro, nagsarado yung negosyo mo, nawalan ka ng trabaho. Okay, o walang makain. Pero ang tanong, do you still have a vision for your ministry? Do you still have the vision for your family? Do you still have the vision for your marriage? Do you still have the vision for your church? Or do you still have the vision for your ACADS? Diba? Yung maraming kabataan ngayon, namung problema sa kanilang academics. Okay? Or do you still have the vision for your church or your business? Counting, ano na, counting kwento lang, no? About the vision sa ministry. Ako, no, ay bago pa ito mag-pandemic, bago pa kami maging Destiny, sila Pastor Carlo, no, na naririnig ko na sila sa mga conferences, and I dream, okay, and I dream, sabi ko, how I pray na makasabi kong kumain sila, okay, pag nag-preach sila, kahit alalay lang nila ako. And I even dream na, Lord, pag nag-preach si Pastor Carlo, kasama ko, mag-preach din ako. It was just a dream. It was just a vision. And by the grace of God, okay? And yung nga, pagka merong vision, God will allow you, God will open doors of opportunity in order for you to experience that vision. Hindi ko makakalimutan, no? Nung naging Destiny kami. At hindi kami basta-basta naging Destiny agad. Niligawan namin talaga sila, Pastor Carlo. Okay? And maraming mga nangyari. And yun nga, God opened the door. Sabi nila, okay, Sunday, Destiny ka na. And one of the word na sinabi ni Pastor Carlo na hindi ko makakalimutan yung tinanggap niya kami. Sabi niya, Sunday, dahil Destiny ka na, Destiny na kayo. Sabi niya, you are destined for greatness. So nung sinabi ni Pastor Carlo, hindi nawala sa isip ko yun. Naitanim sa puso ko. Sabi niya, Sandy, dahil Destiny, Pastor ka na, you are destined for greatness. Ang dream ko lang noon, okay, ang vision ko lang noon, mag-serve kina Pastor Carlo. I don't know. One of the greatest experience nung pumunta kami sa Indonesia. Kasama ko ang aking asawa. Okay, hindi lang si Pastor Carlo ang kasabay ko. Actually, no, nandun kami, pumunta kami ng Indonesia noon, nung conference, nung hindi pa lockdown. I think 2 or 3 years ago. Ang purpose lang namin ng nilotis ay mag-serve, makinig, umupo. Alam niyo what, alam niyo yung isang amazing experience that I have because of the vision that God has given me. Sabi ni Pastor Carlo, o Sandy, mag-testify ka. Mag-share kayong dalawa ni Lotis. Tapos man hindi, on the following day, sabi niya, mag-preach kayong dalawa ni Lotis sa youth. Isipin niyo, si Sandy, okay, na dati nasa sa Pilapil lang ang pinaglalakaran niya sa Barangay Primisiyas sa Mapandan. Nakapag-preach sa Indonesia because of a vision. This is not to brag na ang galing ko, no? But this is to brag that God is good. God is faithful. Write the vision. Bakit? Kasi gagawin ng Lord. And now, of course, every pastor ng Destiny Church has said yung dream na makapag-preach sa Maine. This is my second time na mag-preach sa collaboration. And it's a dream come true. It's a vision come true. Kaya napakahalaga na maintindihan natin, write the vision. Ito, pag meron kang vision, okay, you can have sleepless night praying, studying. Pag meron kang vision, God will give you the urge to fast for 3 days, to fast for 5 days, mag-fasting ng 10 days, ng 21 days, and even 40 days. Why? Kasi may vision. malinaw sa iyo kung anong gagawin mo eh. Ito yung driving force. Pero pag wala kang, parang ako, no, one of my vision is, Lord, gamitin mo ako to preach your word, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, kundi sa buong mundo. Nangyayari na ngayon. Okay? So, shout out sa mga nanonood sa Singapore. Okay? Sa, I think yung friend ko, si Mabel, nasa Singapore. Yung ibang mga member natin, nasa Russia. Okay? Nasa UK, sila Pastor Friday. Okay? At saan lupalag ka man ng mundo? It's just a vision. Not just a vision, but it's a vision from God. Okay? So, I see myself preaching the Word of God. Kaya nung magkaroon ng pandemic ulit, sabi ko, ayaw kong matigil dun sa ministry na binigay ng God sa akin. Bagamat meron tayong Sunday service, no? Pwede naman magpahinga na lang ako eh. Sumabay na lang tayong makinig. Pero sabi ko, Lord, hindi ako papayag na uupo lang ako at makikinig lang ako. I want to be on the front line doing the work that God has given me. Ano yun? To preach the Word of God. Kumusta ministry mo? Kumusta yung vision mo sa ministry na binigay ng Diyos sa'yo? Ngayon, tuwang-tuwa ako. No? One of my vision is yung buong family ko working in the ministry. Ang saya ko lang ngayon kasi yung anak ko si David, drummer kanina. Yung anak ko si Sarah, dancer. Ako magpipreach. Mamaya kami mag-asawa sa panel. Hello, do you dream of having a godly family serving the Lord? Magsisimula saan? Vision. Dati namumroblema kami kung paano namin ipasok sa ministry yung mga anak namin. But simply because we have a vision, God will give us the strategies, the wisdom, the ability, the knowledge para ma-fulfill yung vision or dream na yun. Okay? Bakit? Vision is the key that starts it and the spark that ignites it and the gear that get things rolling. What is vision? It is a perfect picture. Why is it so important? It provides passion. Okay, and last, number 3, diversity of vision. Nakakalungkot lang, okay? Bakit? Kasi some have no vision. Okay? May mga taong negative, pessimistic, okay? Sinasabi nila, it can't be done or shouldn't be done. At parati nilang iniisip, hindi yan realistic. Pero alam nyo ba, God wants to take us far beyond reality and the natural to the supernatural. Okay? Parang sabi ni Helen Keller, no? Si Helen Keller ay isang bulag. Pero sabi niya, worse than being blind would be to see yet have no vision. Worse than being blind, sabi niya, is to see yet have no vision. Kaya pag wala kang vision, wala kang pangarap. Sino ditong bata ka pa lang, anong pangarap mo? Maging doktor, maging engineer, maging teacher, maging piloto, maging presidente. Tama natin? Pero sometimes, somewhere along the line, nawala. Pero may mga batang, sabi niya, naalala ko yung isang kwento, pero because of lack of time, wag na. Some have lost their vision. Nagsimula ka itong 2020, nagsimula kang mag-serve sa Lord, grabe yung vision mo, mawiwin ko yung family ko. Magkakaroon ako ng godly family na mag-serve sa Lord. Okay? Ibi-bless ng Lord yung business ko. Okay? Mag-finance ako sa church. Okay? Mag-asawa ako. Grabe, no? Magiging successful ako, magiging manager ako, magiging CEO ako. Pero, nagkaroon ng pandemic, kumusta vision mo? Nawala ba? Okay? O baka nasaktan ka, na-discourage ka, o naging comfortable ka na doon sa meron ka ngayon, nawala ang vision. Okay? So, minsan nakakalungkot, no? Meron kang vision, nawala. Okay? So, isa, walang vision. Pangalawa, nawala ang vision. And then siguro, pangatlo, have limited vision. Gusto kong i-challenge yung mga kabataan. Okay? Mga kabataan, SOD. Okay? I want you to dream big. I want you to dare to dream big. Okay? Kasi minsan nakakalungkot, no? Bata ka pa, pero wala kang vision. O tumatanda ka na, ito, sa pastors, sa mga pastors, sa mga leaders, huwag kang magkaroon ng limited vision, no? One classic example, no, naalala ko noon, no, yung isang kinuwento kay Zig Ziglar, no? Pati na si Zig Ziglar. Isa siyang motivational speaker. Okay, na kung saan tinawag, nakaka-gather siya ng crowds at binabayaran siya ng $30,000 para sa isang speech. Okay, kasi in-invite sa isang convention ng mga businessmen. Kumuha siya ng 6 feet na blackboard. So, 6 feet, malaki yung blackboard. So, ito ginagawa niya, no? Bilagay niya sa stage. Tapos, biglang tutuldukan niya, no? So, una, malinis yung blackboard. Tapos, gagawa siya ng tuldok sa gitna. Tapos, pupunta siya dun sa harapan ng mga audience. Sabi niya, anong nakikita mo? Tuldok, period. Okay. So, uubusin niya lahat ng nakaupo. Anong nakikita mo? Sabi niya, yung iba, in frustration, tuldok, period. Okay. Hanggang sa pupunta niya, isa-isay niya lahat ng mga nakaganda sa likod na siya. What do you see? Sabi niya, adat, period. Tapos sabi ngayon ni, ano, ito yung catch. Sabi ni Zig Ziglar, bakit ang nakikita nyo yung dot, yung period? Bakit hindi nyo nakikita yung 6 feet na blackboard na naghihintay na susulatan? Bakit? Kasi hindi nakikita yung big picture. Ang nakikita, maliit. Sabi niya, okay, that was the message. It was worth it. We must figure, we must see the big picture. Ito, we limit God with our limited vision. Ulitin ko, we limit God with our limited vision. Sabi ni Jesus, okay, if you have a speck in a tiny sa eyes mo, okay, mabubulag ka. Pero ito, sabi ni Jesus, if we just had a tiny speck of faith, a grain of mustard seed faith, we could move mountains. Pero sabi pa ni Jesus, he could do not do many works because of unbelief. Do you still believe in the vision that God has given you? Okay? Minsan nakikita natin, we need to see the big picture. Ito ah, yung ating church building, although sarado ngayon, no? The church building is the dot doon sa chalkboard. Okay? It's just a tool to do the real work. Ano yung big picture? The big picture is people coming to hear the word of God. The big picture is the young couple that comes on the verge of divorce. The big picture is kung masisave yung mga tao sa kanilang marriage, sa kanilang kaluluwa, na madala natin yung mga kabataan doon. Yung church is just in that. But the big picture, yung mga church, yung mga tao. Okay? So, as I end, okay? And, siguro let me invite yung worship team para bigyan ako ng background. Si Paul Harvey, sinabi niya, Paul Harvey said, a blind man is bound by the limits of his touch. An ignorant man is bound by the limits of his knowledge. A great man is bound only by the limits of his vision. I believe God is a big God who wants for us to dream big and believe Him for big things for our church, for our family, for our ministry, for our business, even in the midst of crisis. Ulitin ko si Nehemiah. Okay? Isa sa pinakamalungkot na kasaysayan, okay, ng mga Israelites. Walang church. Hindi lang sarado, sira ang church. Nakakalat-kalat sila sa iba't ibang bansa. Sira. mga bahay at ang walls of Jerusalem. Pero thank God, si Nehemiah may 20 vision. As we end itong month, itong year ng 2020, by 2 months pa, November and December. Gusto ko kayong hamunin. Okay? A clear vision of how things ought to be. And this vision calls us to action. It will drive us to do more than others to the glory of God. Perfect picture provides power. It propels people to do great and mighty things. Ulitin ko. Okay? This is an introduction na pag-uusapan natin ang vision na binigay ng Lord sa atin personally. Sa church, sa family, sa ministry, sa business, sa akads. At pag-uusapan pa natin to in detail sa mga susunod na araw. But I want to arouse or I want to challenge us. Kumusta yung vision mo na binigay ng God sa'yo bago ka mag-start sa ministry? Kumusta yung vision na binigay ng God sa'yo bago mag-start ang taong 2020? Tanong, hindi pa tapos ang 2020, may dalawang buwan pa. Are you still believing God for the fulfillment of that vision, even in the midst of crisis? I want to challenge us. Sabi ng God, write the vision. Write the vision. Alam niyo, no, nag-check ako kanina nang kasi meron akong meron kaming isa sa mga ginawa namin noon. Meron kaming journal. Tapos isulat mo yung mga pangarap mo o gusto mong magkaroon ka. And binalikan ko yung aking listahan. And by the grace of God, alam niyo, na-fulfill pala, no? Pinag-pray ko ito 4 years ago. Itong laptop na ginagamit ko. It is impossible for me to have this laptop before. But by the grace of God, naranasan ko ngayon. I dream and I have the vision na makasikuhan ko si Pastor Carlo na sabay kami mag-preach. Hindi lang si Pastor Carlo. By the grace of God, kasama ko pati si Pastor Rich noon nung nasa Indonesia kami. Okay, sila Pastor Onky. Okay, sila mga pastors natin. So, God answers. Okay, o kaya God is a God of God who answers yung mga impossibilities. Yung mga impossible task na akala mo hindi mangyayari, if you have a vision, God will give you the grace to do that vision. Hindi lang yung grace para gawin yung vision na yon, but I believe, okay, lalakaran natin, gagawin natin ang lahat ng mga vision na binigay ng Diyos sa iyo. Ulitin ko, kami dito ngayon sa Alaminos, meron ang Akalasyaw, ang word ng God sa amin, yung vision na binigay sa amin ngayong taon, yung double favor. Okay? And meron pang dalawang buwan. Okay? Itong 2020. Actually, yung isang word na binigay sa asawa ko, balikan daw namin yung mga vision namin ng January at tatapusin daw ng God. Church, okay? Bago po tayo mag-end, I want to challenge everyone, no? Rekindle, no? Let's pray for God to give us yung vision. O ibalik yung vision. Pag wala kang vision, simula ka ulit. Kung namatay yung vision, let's pray na God ma-resurrect ngayon. Okay? Pag limited yung vision, okay, I want you to see God as a huge God, is an enormous God. He is the God of impossibilities. Okay, He is an able God. He is a God who can do signs, wonders, and miracles. Ano man yung vision na binigay ng Diyos sa'yo, okay, nung bata ka pa, nung magsimula ang taon na ito, let's believe God na kaya niyang gawin even in the midst of crisis. No? Sino mag-aakala, no, itong crisis na ito, problema noon. But for me, it is a blessing. Bakit? It answers my vision or the vision that God has given me. Amen? Okay? So, bago tayo magpatuloy, no? Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just worship God right now. And I want to invite yung worship team para magkaroon tayo ng malinaw and still believe God for the vision.
I know breakthrough is coming by faith. I see a miracle. My God made me a promise that it won't stop now. See, I know breakthrough is coming.
Praise the Lord. God, thank you that even in the midst of crisis, in the midst of pandemic, breakthrough is coming because you have given us a vision for ourselves, a vision for our marriage, a vision for our family, a vision, Lord, for our ministry, the business, and the church. Lord, sinabi mo, write the vision. Write the vision. For it will surely come. Church, I want to challenge you. Isulat mo. Balikan mo. And let's really believe God. Kasi yung vision na binigay niya sa'yo, it will give you the passion. It will propel you to do things na akala mo hindi mo magagawa. This principle of vision. Kaya nga sabi niya, okay, yung aking subtitle, di ba? Ayun ang sabi ko, vision gearing up for 2021. Kita-kita. Sabi ng vision, kita-kita. Kita mo pa ba siya? Ulitin ko, sabi ni Vision, kita kita, nakikita kita. Pero, kita mo pa ba? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, as it is written, in the last days, you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and the young man will have visions. Give us your vision, Lord. Hi, every Lord, yung pong nawala ang kanilang mga vision, namatay ang kanilang vision. Holy Spirit, it's only you who can resurrect that vision. Thank you for your presence that is at work right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing your work in our hearts, in our minds, in our life. Lord, ignite the fire, ignite the vision in our hearts. And give us, Lord, a clear picture, a clear mental picture of what you want us to do. Lord, hindi pa tapos ang 2020. Excited pa kami, Panginoon. Excited pa ako sa dalawang buwan na gagawin mo. So God, hindi ko bibitawan ang vision na meron ako. But I will still hold on it. I believe you because you are a miracle working God. Kung paano nakita ni Nehemiah yung imposible na maitayo, naitayo niya in 52 days. Not because he is a great leader, but because you are a great God. The Lord, hindi aksidente yung mga visions, the dreams, the aspirations na binigay mo sa amin. Binigay mo, Lord, kasi alam mo, by your grace, mararanasan namin. So muli, God, salamat sa bawat sa nanonood ngayon. Thank you in advance. Dahil mare-resurrect yung mga vision. Lord, yung po mga walang vision, give them vision. Yung mga limited ang mga vision, God, inspire them to dare to dream big. Inspire them, Lord. Na God, marami kang pwedeng gawin sa bawat isa sa amin. Father, thank you. We love you. We honor you. And excited ako, Panginoon. Kasi pag may vision ka, excited ka. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So muli, no, ngayong araw din, no, I want to challenge kung meron po tayo mga first-timers. Kaya ito po mga first-timers, I believe hindi aksidente kung bakit kayo ay nanunood ngayon. Okay, o kaya bakit kayo nag-join ngayon. I believe it is a divine appointment na ang God nilagay ka ngayon upang makinig, upang buksan ang iyong mga mata, upang magkaroon ka ng vision. Alam mo ba na isang simula upang magkaroon ka ng great vision is by having relationship with Jesus, is by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your heart. Ako noon, no, nung hindi pa ako Christian, I have a limited vision and parang wala na akong plano sa buhay. Okay, dati po akong a black sheep, sugarol, drug addict, at walang kwenta ang aking buhay, basura. But because may nag-invite sa akin sa isang life group, and doon sa life group na yon, no, dahan-dahan naintindihan ko yung salita ng Diyos, and I began to dream. Simula akong magkaroon ng vision to have a godly family, to have a masayang pamilya, magamitin ako ng Diyos na mag-preach ng word. Alam nyo, paano nagsimula lahat ito? When I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Maaring pagod ka na sa buhay mo. Maaring adami mong frustration sa buhay. Maaring wala ka ng pangarap. Alam mo, ako rin noon ganun. But because somebody nag-reach out sa akin and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I dream. Anong dream ko noon? I dream ako ng magandang asawa. Dream ako ng mga gwapo, matatalino, talented na mga anak. It happened. I dream na makasabay ko sila, Pastor Carlo. It happened. And marami pa pong mga dreams na ginawa, I mean, siguro si-share namin sa mga following weeks. Pero saan nagsisimula ito? By accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior sa iyong puso. Kung first-timer ka at gusto mong maranasan din na mangyari yung mga dreams na ibibigay sa iyo ng God, o gusto mong magkaroon ng dream, sisimula sa pagtanggap kay Jesus. And if you want, follow this prayer after me. Ulitin ko, lahat ng mga first-timers, sumunod ka sa panalangin na aking sasabihin. And I tell you, exciting mag-serve sa Lord. Exciting makaranas ng vision and dreams sa Lord. Para nagsisimula, by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Come on, sumunod kayo sa akin. Sabi mo, Lord Jesus. Sabi mo, Lord Jesus, sa oras na ito, binubuksan ko ang aking puso. Inaanyayahan kita. Pumasok po kayo na maging Panginoon ko, tagapagligtas ko, at patawarin niyo po ako sa aking mga kasalanan. Tulungan niyo po ako na magkaroon ng vision na gagamitin niyo po ako at ang aking pamilya. Maraming salamat po. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me just pray for the first timers. God, I declare your favor, your blessings sa bawat isa na sumunod sa panalangin kong ito. And I am believing that, Lord, let them experience your presence. Let them experience your power. Let them experience, Lord, the things that you have planned for them. Lord, kung meron man silang panalangin ngayon, meron man silang sakit, God, I pray for a special prayer, Lord. I pray for healing sa mga may sakit, Panginoon. I pray for financial breakthrough sa mga nangangailangan. Lord, ano mo? In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your favor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You're listening to audio from Destiny Church. If you would like to check more resources or donate to this ministry, you can download the Destiny Church PH official app.